Blog Talk Radio.
WDMV, it's your man DJ Mr. E. Welcome to the DJ Mr. E Show. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? How y'all doing? Take this opportunity to say welcome to you no matter where you're listening from, whether you're listening in your car, on your phone, on your computer, whether you're in the chat room, no matter where you are, man. Welcome to the DJ Mr. E Show. Got a lot of good music and some real fly guests tonight. So stick and stay. Don't go nowhere. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Log on. Give me some calls tonight, too, 646-378-0763. Let's make it happen, y'all. What's happening, y'all? It's WDMV. It's your guy, DJ Mr. E. It's all good, man. I'm almost outside tonight because I'm actually broadcasting from where all the windows and the doors are open. So you may hear birds chirping, cars going by, all kinds of good things going on tonight, man, because it's beautiful right here in the DMV tonight. The air is fresh. The air is crisp. And I want to be a part of that, man. So I've got everything open in here. So we're going to bring some guests on. Excuse me. I don't know why that always happens. My first guest is actually going to come on at 8:30. She's in a class right now. She's from right here out of the DMV. She's a jazz vocalist. She does a lot of standards. Her name is LaTanya Marie. She's going to come on and chat with us about 8:30. And then at 9, I found this brand new group on Facebook, man. And damn, they are funky. We're going to play some of their tracks. Their album doesn't drop for another 6 weeks. 6 weeks. But I got 6 songs that they gave me advanced copies of that they're going to let me play tonight. So we're going to get it in with the Groove School Band, man, coming up about 9 p.m. So stick and stay, don't go nowhere. What's happening, Big Tim, Lil Tim? Let's get it in. Yeah, man, that's how you get it in. Very funky track by my namesake, Eric Darius. It's called Let's Go. And while I'm on the Erics, I'm going to play another one, man. This is Eric Valentine, a Washington, D.C. brother who's out in L.A. now doing his thing. And this is called Blue Cheese. WDMV, man, just some great music going on this evening. Don't forget, we got two special guests coming up. 8:30, LaTanya Maria, vocalist from right here in the DMV, and 9 p.m., Groove School Band. They're also from right here in the DMV. What's up, Miss Brown? How you doing? Thank you so much for listening. Break it down, Isaac, brother. Smooth jazz and conversations. Feel good this evening. Hope you do too. Welcome DMV to the DJ Mr. E Show. Night, man. As I said, in the studio, we got the windows open, the doors open. You may hear planes going by. You may hear cars. You may hear dogs barking. You may hear anything going on tonight, man. It's all good. It's WDMV Radio. It's your man, DJ Mr. E. Smooth jazz and conversation. 8:30, my guest should be here very shortly. I'm going to start with a couple of her tracks. You know, she'll be here in a couple of seconds. Because at 9, we're going to bring on the Groove School Band, man, and they are absolutely outstanding. Their entire CD, which doesn't drop for about 6 weeks, I got it, and I'm allowed to play 6 tracks off of tonight, so you'll get to hear some of it right now. But let's get into this young lady, man. I also met her on Facebook. Facebook is a wonderful tool, man. She's a vocalist. She's from right here in the DMV. She just went to Richmond this weekend and turned it out, and she's just getting her thing in, man. Her CD is out, and you need to make sure you pick it up, but I'm going to let her tell you a little bit about it as soon as she gets on. Excuse me. But this is LaTanya Marie, and this track is called Nothing Will Be As It Was.
Got my feet on the road just to see you. In my hair got a taste of the dawn. I knew nothing will be as it was tomorrow. Tell me, when will I hear from my people? Tell me, when will I hear from my friends? Leading fire deep down in my heart. No one ever can tear us apart. Holding on to a teardrop of sun in the mouth of the night. Any day, any time of the hour, you can feel all the songs in the air. I knew nothing will be as it was tomorrow. Tell me, when will I hear from my people? Tell me, when will I hear from my friends? Now that we got our feet on the road, now that we have a taste of the dawn, holding on to a teardrop of sun in the mouth of the night. La 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 la.
La la la.
WDMB Radio. It's the DJ Mr. E Show. Smooth jazz and conversation, man. And you know the team is building up tonight. Everybody's getting in place. I have with us right now on the line, let me see if I can get her in, the lady herself. I'm going to get you in here one second. There she is. Miss LaTanya Marie, how are you tonight?
Hi, Eric. Good evening. How are you doing?
Doing wonderful. Sounding good. Listening to A Teardrop of Sun.
Thank you.
Hey, my pleasure. My pleasure. So listen, we don't have long. We've got about 20 minutes with you. So just tell us a little bit about the album and tell us a little bit. Well, first of all, tell us, for those people that may not have know you or know who you are, tell us a little bit about who you are and how you got started.
Okay, that's interesting. I'm a jazz vocalist, and I live in Sterling, Virginia, and I've been performing for, I'd say, almost, 15 years now, and it's been a project of mine since 2003, after I graduated from University of the Arts in Philadelphia, was to, you know, produce my first CD, and which was released 2009. And I was very fortunate. There were a number of musicians that that live in the area, in the DMV area, that worked with me on the CD, and especially a really great engineer and sound mixer, Heidi Gerber, Charlie Pilzer, and we did most of the recording at Blue House Production with Jeff Grover. And it was a really wonderful experience, just hoping to get back in there very soon. So, you know, taking it day by day and just enjoying the great success of A Teardrop of Sun. And just keep promoting it and make sure people hear it.
And it's a great album. I'm going to do, excuse me, everything I can to get it out. You mentioned your producer. How important is it for an artist and a producer to connect?
It's very important, and, you know, you have a relationship that is actually instant, and it actually grows during the whole time of production of a CD, especially your first one. And what is really established in the very beginning is trust and the producer understanding who you are, what your sound is like, and what you want to do, and how you want to go from step one, from A all the way to Z and beyond. So the relationship is very important. It's all, you know, it's the point where you're siblings and you understand each other. It's like you've known each other for millions of years in order to get a really great sounding production. And it's a give and take issue. If you're working with a very good engineer, and Heidi Gerber, to me, she's a very, excuse the term I'm about to use, a very anal person, but it really kept me on track. And, you know, I couldn't relax on the project. She really was at every little corner in my world to make sure everything was perfected, and I'm so grateful that she was there, because she became a mentor as well, and she also laid a better foundation for me to be more prepared for my second album. And that's what producers do. They just kind of, you know, toughen your skin and make you stronger and open your eyes, and you have a different perception than what you had before you created your album. Now you're going to have a different outlook, and you're going to have a different way of saying how I'm going to pursue my second album, my third album. What should I do?
All right, speaking of that, now on your very first album, you chose to cover some standards. On your second and upcoming albums, what can we look for?
Well, I would say the second one, I'm probably going to relate that whole album to one in particular composer, jazz pianist, and I'm just going to dedicate that album. And then hopefully for the third one, I kind of can get into a world of introducing original songs, because that is something I think, you know, as far as jazz, there should be a market, especially vocal jazz, to start creating and doing original tunes. Because by then I would think everybody would know who I am, hopefully, and know my voice. And, you know, and I think, you know, the fan base can open up. Oh, let me see what she can do original now. And it's interesting. You know, just taking all the experience you have, the exposure of singing with different groups, and just saying, okay, I want to take a different flight, you know. Now and then you can go back to traditional jazz, but it's nice to also explore other areas beyond the music that you normally do.
All right, who's your – we're going to get back to the music in a very brief second. Who's your, other than yourself, favorite female jazz vocalist?
Renee Marie.
Renee Marie.
Right, Renee. And she's actually from Roanoke, Virginia.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say that's very close to where I'm from. I'm going to have to check her.
Oh, yeah, you will fall in love with her. She's great.
All right. On your album, what's your favorite track?
Star Eyes.
Star Eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's listen to that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on right now. We're live with LaTanya Marie, a DMV vocalist who is doing big things. Her album is called A Teardrop of Sun. We're going to listen to Star Eyes, and when we come back, we're going to tell you where you can pick this album up. It's the DJ Mystic.
Star Eyes. That to me is what your eyes are. Soft as stars in April sky. Tell me someday you'll fulfill the promise of a thrill. Star eyes, flashing eyes in which my hopes rise. Let me show you where my heart lies. Let me prove that it adores the loveliness of yours. All my life I felt content to stargaze at the sky. Now I own. Whenever will my lips know if it's me for whom those eyes glow? Makes no difference where you are. Your eyes will hold my wishing star. How lovely you are.
Fire, you're the lover I have waited for.
darling, down, down, down I go, round, round I go, in a sin, loving that sin I am in. Darling, down, down, down I go, round, round I go, in a sin, I'm loving that sin I am in. Darling, down, down I go, round, round I go, in a sin, loving that sin I am in. Under that old black magic called love.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Hey, LaTanya.
Yes.
That's great music. I just need to say that's great music, man. That track right there is something else. That's fire.
Thank you so much. That's one of my father's favorite tunes. He told me, you know, if I was going to do a CD, that particular tune needed to be on there or else he wasn't going to buy it.
See, and you got to listen to Dad because he's going to tell you the right thing.
Oh, yeah, you know he wanted 2% in royalties, too.
Wow. That is the man. He's trying to get that bread, too. Listen, Tanya, let everybody know where they can get your CD and how they can get in contact with you. If you want to do Facebook, Twitter, whatever, just put your information out there, but definitely let people know where they can get A Teardrop of Sun. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we did not get to play all of the tracks tonight. We're going to play one more, but we didn't get to play all of the tracks tonight. But it is a great album, and she's local from right here in the DMV, so you have to support her. So just let everybody know, please, LaTanya.
Okay, if you're you can go to CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon.com, and please feel free to friend me at Facebook. And just for everyone, just to let you know, my last name is spelled M-A-R-I, so it's Mari. And my first name is LTANYA. So please feel free. You can actually go to my website, which is LaTanyaMari.com. Please send me an email. And like I said, you can just friend me on Facebook. If you have any questions, please feel free.
You know what? I'm mad with you now.
What?
All day I've been saying LaTanya Marie. LaTanya.
Well, you know, I didn't want to correct you on live radio, so I said, let me find a nicer way of doing it.
No, it's all good. Listen, it's all good. I want to make sure that I get it right, too. LaTanya Marie. I apologize
right.
to you and everyone out there. LaTanya Marie. Love the album, man. We have time for one more track because a group that you perform with recently that you introduced me to, we get ready to bring them on at 9. Christian's in the chat room already. Tell us a little bit about that performance.
Oh, you know what? I think God always has his way of setting things up. It's so funny. I've always tell people, be careful what you wish for. For the past year, I've been trying to look into doing different things with my voice. And, you know, I wanted to do something different. And what happens, God has been he's been opening doors. And it's so interesting, I received a phone call from a drummer I've worked with, Nick Costa, and he said, hey, we need a vocalist in about 5 days to perform down in Richmond. And, I've known Nick Costa for a very long time, and I said, okay, Nick, I'll do it. Whatever it is, I'll do it. And it was Groove School, which their music is hybrid jazz. So we're looking definitely in the middle of smooth jazz, and they needed a vocalist. And let me tell you, it was a grueling 5 days, but I was so happy to have the privilege. I really, you know, thank Chris and Nick and the band, Kevin Grogan, the piano player. They were so helpful in making sure that I was comfortable with the material. And it was one of the most growing experiences. I don't know what's in the future for it, but I have never thought I would get a call to do, you know, vocals with a group, and then you get on the stage and you see over 3,000 people staring at you. You're like, what in the world? I mean, it was wonderful. And the music, Groove School Music, is fabulous. I really like their music, just, you know, just as a listener.
Cool.
And I'm not saying that because I participated. I'm just saying that as a listener, too.
Cool. Christian, go ahead and call in, man. I know that you're out there listening. Go ahead and call in, and we can overlap a little bit here, man, and just keep this thing going. What we're going to do, LaTanya, I'm going to play one more of your tracks, and I'm going to actually let you pick the track that we're going to play next.
Okay.
What
I had on mind was Crystal Silence, and I don't know if you played that yet or not.
No, I did not. So we're going to do it, and hopefully by the time it ends, we'll have Christian on, and we'll do something really quick overlapping, and then I'll just segue into them. So I'll be right back to you in a couple of minutes. Just hang around, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's WDMV Radio. It's your guy, DJ Mr. E. It's Miss LaTanya Mari live on the air with us.
The game.
WDMV, it's the DJ Mr. E Show, man, and we listening to some great music tonight. Let me get her back on the line. LaTanya Marie, are you there, my dear?
Mm-hmm. Mari.
Mari. I'm going to get it right before the night is over. All right. Listen, we did Crystal Silence, That Old Black Magic. We did Star Eyes, and I started out the set with Nothing Will Be As It Was. Brand new 9-track LP, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure that you go out and get Miss Mari's music. Christian, you there with us?
Yes, I am. I made it. How do I sound, guys? Do I sound good?
Yeah, man. You sound perfect. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, joining us right now from the Groove School Band, Brother Christian, Big New York is in the building. What's up, Big New York?
Hey, how you doing, Eric? It's a pleasure to be here. And hello to my girl, LaTanya. How you doing, LaTanya?
Hey, Chris, how you doing? How's that cold?
Oh, it's getting, I think now it's starting to come back down, but I'm doing all right, doing a little bit better. I think I'm going to go back to work maybe on Thursday.
Oh, okay.
But, wow. I had to come through because no other band members took the lead, so I guess it's my job. Being a representative of the band, I got to do it.
Hey, man, and I really appreciate that. Before we let LaTanya go, just tell me a little bit about how you hooked it up so that she would be a part of your big show that you recently did in Richmond. How did that come together?
She was recommended by Nick Costa, who she's done work with. Nick Costa has been our drummer for almost, I believe, 3 years now. And he referred her, and that's how it turned out. I've seen LaTanya's stuff on YouTube, and I've kept in touch with her through MySpace. And we connected. I gave her a bunch of music to learn in about 4 or 5 days, and that's how it happened. I don't think she was prepared to realize that we were going to be playing for over 5,000 people.
Wow. That sounds like a good gig, though.
It was a very good gig for us. We made the cover of the Sunday entertainment style of the Richmond Times Dispatch. And, it keeps on happening. Good things like this just keep on happening for us. I just think it's divine intervention, you know. I don't know what else to say.
Very cool. Hey, LaTanya, I just want to say, your music is great, your CD is great, and I hope that everybody out there listening goes out and purchases it. And I want to thank you for hooking me up with Chris and Groove School Band. So my hat is off to you, my dear. Thank you very much. If there's ever anything that I can do for you, please just let me know.
Thank you, Eric. I really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you so much.
All right, and you don't have to hang up if you don't want to. You don't have to get off the line, but we're gonna get into some Groove School stuff right now. And if you'd like to, just stick and stay, hang around with us, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Cool, ladies and gentlemen. Miss LaTanya Mari, brand new album is called Teardrop of Sun. Make sure you pick that up. But right now we have Brother Chris from Groove School Band in the building, man. I listened to the tracks that you sent me. I'm impressed, brother. That's all I'll say off the beginning. Out the gate, I'll just let you know I'm impressed, man. It sounds really, really good.
Well, which track are you talking about?
All of them.
That was a trick question, man. But you passed that one. That's good. That's good. I like that.
Yeah, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
This is what we're going to do, man, just so the people can get a feel before we kick it a little bit, so the people can get a feel of where I'm coming from. I'm going to drop a track, and then just stick and stay with me. I'll be back to you in a couple of minutes, all right?
All right, no problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, Groove School Band, this is called Cognac. WDMV, man, we're on with my man Chris from Groove School Band. And, man, you had me saying some bad words in here, man. I was like, damn, that's some good-ass music.
I'm glad you like it, man. I'm really glad you like it.
Hey, man, the people in the chat room like it too, man. So tell us a little bit about how long the band's been together, where the band was formed, and tell us where we can catch you performing here in the DMV coming up soon.
Okay, as far as our next live gig, we're going to be doing a Winter Wonderland Smooth Jazz show. excuse my throat, guys. We will be playing December 17th, that's Friday, and that is going to be at the K2 Lounge and Restaurant located in the Featherstone Shopping Center off of Route 1 in Woodbridge, Virginia. And that information should be up on our website shortly. And that's the last gig of the year for us. We're trying to gear up for the record being out in all the stores for the Christmas season. And we're going to probably, we're hoping, we've got our fingers crossed that we're going to be invited back to the Capitol Jazz this next year. I'm going to be doing my homework and trying to get my petition, my feelers out there and have people send out their good prayers and let the people know at the Capitol Jazz Fest, man, that Groove School wants to come back and we want to show them what we got now.
All right, so you all did the Capitol Jazz Fest this year?
No. That's getting back to our history. What happened with the band is we were only 3 weeks old, and we sent a videotape of two original songs that we recorded on the spot, and they gave us a call and said they wanted us to compete in the annual challenge that they have every year there, and this was in 2006. We were pretty much blown away by it, and it was our first performance as a band. And it was an incredible experience, I guess, to be invited and, you know, to be there already. But we were very green behind the ears. We had a lot of work to do, and it's kind of funny, but after that show, we lost two of our members of the band, so we were down to three, and it took us a while to regroup. But both my songwriting partner, Kevin Grogan, and myself, we were very tenacious. We just kept on trying to find the right drummer, trying to find the right percussion player. And what really came together was we found a great, great friend and a great songwriting partner in the guitar world by the name of Mike Gamble, who I met when I was managing Kent Mill Music down on F Street. And he used to come in the store and buy music from me, and we kept in touch. And I just said, hey, would you like to check this out? And I just kept on petitioning him to see if he would be interested in trying to get this project off to the next level. And
so
his ideas worked greatly, and he's part of he's a member of the band now, which is great.
So listen, man, you're telling me that Groove School Band is a brand new group.
Well, I'd like to say that it's. I don't know how would you describe it. I mean, 2006, we formed. We lost half the band right after the Capitol Jazz show. We got the new band members about 2008. Did our first show as a new band late 2008, early 2009. So yeah, I guess you could say we're, as far as this lineup, yeah, we're about a year, a little bit over a year old. I guess that's a new band, right?
Hey man, that's amazing, man. Because like I say, the CD, the tracks that you allowed me to hear, man, are great, and I want the people out there to share in my euphoria with how good you all sound. So don't go nowhere, man. I'm going to play a track, and then I'll be back to you in a second, all right?
All right, thanks.
Cool. Check this out, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, I love this. This is Groove School Band. This joint is called Top Down. Latin Jive, Top Down, and Cognac. Three brand new tracks that you have never heard before, ladies and gentlemen, because they are from the band Groove School Band. And you've never heard them because the album does not drop until when, Christian?
That's a good question. We're hoping it'll be on the digital downloading services, sites like iTunes and Rhapsody and Amazon, etc., by November 27th, we're hoping. But if not, it'll probably be available on those sites in the first week of December. The physical CD will be available on our website earlier than that. We're looking at a November 15th, the latest date is what we're looking at. We're trying to get it in before Black Friday. That's the way it is right now, unfortunately. So you guys are kind of getting a sneak peek at this music. We've been selling it live at our shows, and we usually do very well with the sales. And we're going to set up an account on our website that you can buy the CD directly through PayPal. And we'll be doing that very, very shortly. So definitely keep in touch with us through our website, which is www.grooveschoolband, spelled S-K-O-O-L. band.com. And whatever opinions you have on the music or whatever, feel free to sign in our guest book. And if you want to get directly in touch with me, you can email me directly at biginythebassman@aol.com. And I'll make sure I'll do my best to get you a CD early before it hits the streets.
All right, man. Listen, who right now, you big New York, you're the bass man. Your CD is getting ready to drop. But who are you, other than your CD, who are you listening to? Who's in your iPod? Who's in your CD player in your car right now?
I'm listening to two artists right now, two local artists. One is Lori Williams, which she is featured on the CD. And I don't know if you know, I didn't tell you this before, I'll tell your listeners. We first released 7 songs, which featured those 3 songs you played, unmastered, as a test EP, test market run, and we sent it out to a bunch of radio people and we sold it at our shows, and we asked people to give their feedback, and everything was real positive except for one thing. They said, you know, I wish we had some vocal, you know, we could hear some vocals. And I understand the world we're living in, everybody relates to vowels instead of notes, you know, so we looked at trying to find somebody, and I contacted Lori through MySpace and Facebook, Lori Williams, and she was a very humble person. She came in. I gave her the music to Vanessa, which I'm hoping you're going to play soon, and I told her, look, we have a concept. This is about a song about a woman who's got a broken heart, and she's trying to tell her lover, you know, she's just bearing her whole soul, you know, to her lover and to the world, you know. And we wanted to take that and run with it. So she wrote her own lyrics called Vanessa in the Springtime, and she put it to this particular groove that we were doing live as an instrumental. And then we added her on another track that you don't have, which is my favorite, one of my favorite tracks on the album, called DeKalb and Flatbush, which is a tribute to Brooklyn in the 70s. And I didn't send you that one, man, because I actually held back on the funkier songs on you. So you got most of the smoother tracks, but I couldn't let the whole bag out of the cat, man. I know you understand that, right, Eric?
Oh, I understand, man. We want to give them a little tease, but we want them to definitely go out and get the album. The tracks that you gave me are quality tracks, and even though you gave me 6 tracks, I love all 6 of them. So I want to encourage everybody out there listening, whether you're listening on your phone, whether you're on your computer, wherever, whether you're on Facebook, whatever you're doing right now, make sure that when this album drops, you support this group, man. And Lorianne Williams is a Facebook friend of mine, and I had heard some of her stuff prior to meeting you, Chris. And When I realized that the track you did with Vanessa in the Springtime was Lori, I had to listen to it a couple of times because, again, I had heard some of her stuff before. So let's drop that, man. That's one of your favorite tracks on the LP, right?
Yeah, it is really one of my favorite tracks. Lori was a blessing from God, I mean. And she just did a show last night at the Metro Stage Center in Virginia, and I'm so under the weather, man. I mean, I've been looking forward to trying to support her come out. I couldn't even see it, but I heard it was an awesome, awesome show. And she's a great person. Like LaTanya, you know, you run across these spirits in your life, and when you meet people that are humble, it's really, really something. I mean, just and they don't have a problem sharing their artistic vision with you. You know, it makes a difference. So definitely hit the audience to that Vanessa track, and I'd like to definitely see some feedback in the chat room on that.
All right, cool. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on with Groove School Band. My man Chris, he's the bass player for Groove School Band, and this is off of their brand-new CD, which doesn't drop until, you know, sometime in November. You're getting to hear it first, and this is a young lady that they did a collaboration with, Vanessa. Lorianne Williams. A Facebook friend of mine, but the song is called Vanessa in the Springtime. Remember, you heard it first right here on WDMV with the guy, DJ Mr. E.
échange avec chaque saison. Une beauté vue partout. Toi et moi sommes juste comme les fleurs, les oies de pluie pour survivre. Nature changing with every passing season.
WDMV Radio, DJ Mr. E Show, on with my man Chris, Groove School Band. Hey, man, you know what?
What's up?
Track kind of took me somewhere, man. I'm not even sure where exactly I was there for a little while, but I wasn't right here. I was somewhere else.
Well, it has a quality. It's very hypnotic. I mean, you know, a lot of the tracks on the CD are very, in you know, on the road, driving in your car. They've got that kind of perspective on it. They got that groove, riding music is what I like to call it. But that particular track, that's more like lights, all the lights down, man. You know, it's kind of a mysterious track, you know, and it's a little bit long, but I mean, it's real simple, only three chords, man. But you know, it's amazing how many peaks and valleys that song goes up, you know, up and down, you know. So
you brought this up, man. Let me ask you something. I remember, you know, I'm an old cat, man. So you know, in the 70s and 80s, Bootsy, Confunction, all those cats, man, they would do tracks where the band just got loose and the track was like 8 minutes long. Isaac Hayes would do 13 and 15 minute tracks, man. What's the difference now and then? Why don't the bands get loose like they used to back in the day?
Well, there's a real good answer for that one. First of all, radio programmers look for a definitive, they have their own set of rules. One thing is they don't like songs to go over 3 minutes and 30 seconds. And another thing is they actually, some stations require the music to be played to a click track. Now, we are not from that world. We did this, we recorded this album with no click tracks. You'll find, if you want to listen real closely, you might find some human error on some of these tracks. But you know what? It's all about live. It's all about feel, and that's what we're trying to get out. If someone's going to tell us that we have to follow these certain rules in order to get our music out there, then we realize we'll have some roadblocks. But you know, hey man, I'm a rocker at heart, man. And you know what, man? If Iron Maiden and Judas Priest and all these other hard rock bands could have 30-year careers, man, and not be played on the radio station, I mean, you know, this. What does that tell you? That tells you that the fans are what it's all about. And I think that one of the responses that Groove School has been getting is serious, serious fan support. We've been selling out all our shows. We sold out Blues Alley on a Tuesday night. I actually cried on stage, man. I looked in the audience and I started crying because to me it was like God coming down saying, you know, son, you deserve this now. You know, after 30-something years of playing music, it's like, this is your time. That's how I felt. And I broke down on stage, you know. But, it's just, I think people want real music. They just want, you know, they don't want to feel like you're giving them something that's, you know, processed. You know, and that's my take. I mean, I could be wrong. Everybody's got their opinions, but that's how I feel about it.
Hey, man, I understand the business side of this, but just as a consumer, you know, when I get the album, man, I would love nothing more than for, like, you all to take that track, Vanessa in the Springtime, and when I listen to it, it's like a 12, 13-minute track, man, and everybody just got down on it. So I guess that is my reason to make sure that I have to pay attention to your website and come out and see you cats live, man.
Well, you know, I appreciate it. And one thing I have to tell you is that we actually seem to be a better live band than a studio band, so which is cool. You know, like I said, I don't know what to say. I just give praise and thanks to God because it takes a certain kind of chemistry to formulate when creating music. And there's a lot of great musicians out there, singular great musicians, but when you try to collaborate, try to get four Miles Davises or four Grover Washingtons or four, you know, try to get four, you know, individual musicians with their own distinct vision and ear and collaborate on something to make original music. That's quite a hurdle, and it's being done right here. That's what's happening with this band. We all come from different aspects. My drummer, Nick, he's a great straight-ahead guy, you know, great fusion player. My keyboard player, Kevin Grogan, comes from the urban format. Keith Anderson, the sax player, he's very versatile, but he's more also in the R&B world, too. Mike Gamble and I, we're actually the rockers in the group. Mike Gamble grew up on Eddie Hazel, you know, Funkadelic, which
right,
I love.
Right, right. Yeah.
I love that stuff. That's like one of my faves, you know. And I opened up for heavy metal bands when I was 19 years old. My first gig was playing in a top 40 heavy metal band in Hawaii. I used to play for opening up at a famous legendary rock club in Brooklyn called Lamore's, which had bands like Twisted Sister and Manowar and Overkill. And so if you would have known me back in 1990 or 89, and I had long hair and, boots and leather and spikes and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, but I just kept on playing music because music is what I love. And this is where it's taken me. You know?
Cool, man. Listen, I want to get these other couple of tracks in. We only have 13 minutes left in the show. So tell me a little bit about the track, and I kind of saved these two for last. Tell me a little bit about the track Brother to Brother.
Well, Brother to Brother was written by me when I was 18 years old. I wrote it in when I was living in Hollywood, California. It was inspired directly after hearing Chaco Pistorius' Portrait of Tracy. The minute I heard that particular song, it was the first time it was like a door opening up for me, and I'm sure it did the same thing for thousands and thousands of electric bass players.
Yeah, man.
It was a great, great song, and I wanted to do something like that. So I actually wrote it, and I didn't have a name for it for a long, long time. It had weird names, and I played it in different bands. I used to, you know, show it to other musicians, and I usually got a very, really, really positive response from it, but it never came to life the way that I envisioned it until now with these musicians. I mean, Nick Costa gave a great drum feel to it, and Keith Anderson did a lot of real nice scatting on the song itself. But it's really a bass guitar song. I mean, I wrote the chords and the melody lines on the bass with the harmonics. And now when we play it live, I dedicate it to the late Wayman Tisdale and the late Marvin Isaacs. I always dedicate it to bass players, man, because, and I don't mean to alienate the sisters who play bass, but that's really what it's about for me. It's, you know, just passing on the torch. I mean, you know, maybe one day, you know, this young kid, 11-year-old kid will hear it and go, wow, man, what is that? And want to pick up the bass. And that's, to me, what it's all about, you know.
All right, cool, man. We're going to listen to Brother. We only got about 10 minutes. We're going to get both of these in, but I'm going to bring you back on. This is Brother to Brother, and then we're going to hear Fight Club. So, ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you get this LP. Make sure that you go to their website and you follow these guys and support them. This is WDMB Radio, your man DJ Mr. E, and we're on with the Groove School Band. WDMV. It's your guy, DJ Mr. E, on with my man Chris. That was Brother to Brother. The group is called Groove School Band, www.groovesKOOLBAND.com. Make sure you follow them. Make sure you pick up their LP as soon as you can. Make sure you support them during their live shows. Chris, who, other than the actual members of your band, help make this album that's getting ready to drop a success? Who you want to shout out?
Well, first, I'd like to give a big shout out to our producer, Christopher Hollywood Valentine for Woods Production Entertainment. He's my brother-in-law, and he did a lot of work on this record. He has incredible ears, and he's made our music come to life. So he gets a big shout out. And of course, my wife, Jennifer Valentine, gets another humongous shout out because she is the one who does the website and the flyers for us. And she does a lot of the legal stuff too. So I have to give them a lot of love and a lot of thanks, a lot of support. I also want to give thanks to all the people, so many of them out there who really helped us and supported us, who have spent money on us, kept us alive. We thank all our fans. We thank all our friends and family. And one quick shout-out I want to give, I just want to mention the names of the bandmates. I will start from top to bottom. Keith Anderson on soprano and alto sax. Kevin Grogan on keyboards. Nick Costa on drums. Leroy Boogie Greer on percussion. Mike Gamble on guitar, Laurie Williams on vocals, and myself, Christian, Big New York. You want to try to pronounce my last name, Eric? You think you got it?
Nope, not a clue.
yeah, you see, man, look at that, man. You're scared. Go ahead, it's all right, I understand. You thought you had a hard time with Latanya, man. Mine's much harder. My last name is pronounced De Masonis.
I had that.
That's why they call me Big New York, man. It makes it real simple, right?
I swear I had that. That's what I was going to say, man. I swear.
Yeah, right, Eric. Yeah, okay, I got you. And a big shout-out, of course, to LaTanya Mari, who hooked us up and made this happen. I greatly appreciate her looking out. I think she must have thought to herself, you know what? Chris invited me into this humongous gig. I got to do something for him. Let me do this. Let me hook him up. And she that's what she did. And so a lot of love to her. And I wish her all the greatness in her endeavors, along with Laurie Williams, who is a great, great person, great spirit.
Absolutely, man. I definitely want to come out personally and see you guys perform, man. I'm gonna monitor your website and stay in touch and check you guys out, man. Because I am looking forward to a hell of a live show, man. I can already anticipate the grooving that'll be going on in there, because as you said, you didn't even give me all of the up tempo tracks. So we real smooth over here this evening. So I know that the rest of the album is going to be a winner, ladies and gentlemen out there. We got ATL listening. We got Ohio listening. We got Virginia listening, all of the DMV. We got Jamaica listening. We got the Grand Cayman Islands listening. All of you out there, make sure that you pay attention to this website, man, www.groovesKOOLBAND.com, and support these guys. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for listening this evening. Thank you, Christian, for coming on, man. We're going to get out of here. We got about a minute and a half. Go ahead, man. You got something else?
No, man. I just want to thank you all, man. I appreciate it. Thank you, Eric, for giving us so much love. I greatly appreciate it.
Man, my pleasure, man. We're going to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back next Tuesday night. Another great show, another great artist. Just peep me on Facebook. It's Eric, DJ Mr. E, DJ MRE Whitehead. Peep me on Facebook, and that way you'll be able to stay up with me with all the things that we're ready to do. Y'all weren't supposed to hear that. But anyway, we're going to go out of here with Groove School Band, man. Another track that I love, and I almost didn't get this track. I had to kind of put the pressure on him, give me one more track, and he sent this real funky track, man. I liked it. This is called Fight Club. Chris, thanks a lot for coming on, man, and I'll talk to you real soon, bro.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You too, man. Peace. my brother. Thanks, Ed.